We're talking with Jean Hsu, who's with the Center for Biological Diversity, and a number of organizations, well over 800, I believe, are sending a letter to members of Congress asking them to, during the COVID-19 crisis, as part of the next stimulus package, make sure that they, stop various shutoffs or utilities and water. But Gene, why don't you give people just a quick introduction? What's the Center for Biological Diversity?
Great. Hi, Mark, and hi, everyone. So the Center for Biological Diversity is a national organization, and in particular, I work on energy justice issues to basically fight the climate crisis and get us to a distributed 100% renewable energy future.
Now, why are you calling for Congress to halt electricity, water, and broadband shutoffs?
Yeah, so what we quickly realized in this emergency is that obviously so many people are getting furloughed or fired. And when that actually happens, there's really limited funds as to, what they have. So they've lost their income. If the last coronavirus package actually, with the $1,200 paychecks, isn't really enough for even rent or to pay your mortgage. And it leaves people in a really tight sticky situation with their utility bills. So there are basic essential human rights that people need during this crisis. And that includes water to be able to wash your hands as the number one frontline defense against the spread of this pandemic. There is electricity so that you can turn on the lights and actually work from home or look for jobs from home. And of course, there's broadband, which a lot of people don't, without kids, don't necessarily think about this. But broadband, because all education has been moved online, for kids who don't have that access, they are going to fall behind even more. And what we know, normally is that these shutoffs are not anything new. Millions of families actually face this each year, and they are disproportionately communities of color and Native American communities. And so we know that this crisis just puts them in an even worse spot and puts entire generations of kids backwards because they're going to be losing their broadband, electricity, and water. So in response to that, urgent crisis, we got together, over 830 groups have come together to urge Congress to put a nationwide moratorium on these shutoffs. These are basic human rights. They were not included in the last coronavirus package, which is crazy. It is just stunning that we saved corporate America and not the basic human rights of families. So all of us are rallying really hard for Congress to put these basic protections for people going forward in this crisis.
Now, my wife's actually a college professor, among other things. And so she has moved to teaching, online her classes. Now all her, students are basically teenagers in their early 20s, and they all have, computers, notebooks, tablets, that type of things. But one of the things we've discovered from some of our friends who are teachers are, in fact, if you have 2-3 children at home, you may not have 2 or 3 computers, and trying to figure out when what kid gets online to talk or listen to their teachers is, in fact, a rather massive challenge. And then for those of us working at home, I happen to be with my son and his girlfriend who's living with us are both professional video people. And try to schedule and when we get access to stream stuff is quite a challenge. We, of course, are fairly well off, but for low-income families trying to juggle all this, this must be a crazy situation.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation. And what's pretty crazy as well is just how broadband is governed. So, broadband is ruled by corporations. And right now, there is no regulatory mechanism for the government to say, hold on, stop, you can't shut people off. And it's been really difficult for us to get any information about shutoffs. What we do know is we have anecdotal information, especially in low-income communities in cities for people who are shut off. but it's really difficult to get those stories necessarily out to reporters because they don't have internet and they have problems paying their phone bills. So it just becomes this communications disaster. And, you know, a lot of the big communications companies have, you know, signed pledges, voluntary pledges to stop shutoffs. But what we've already seen is that some big ones have already reneged on these pledges. So these voluntary nice things are not enforceable and aren't regulated. And that's why we're asking the federal government to really stop with this patchwork of voluntary stuff happening across the country and just use your powers to ensure that families are protected from these shutoffs.
Now, the Senate last week had another COVID-19 economic recovery package, which they failed to come to agreement on. Was the utility shutoff issue at all included in the package that they were voted on last week?
So last week it was not, and I'll give you a little bit of the history on the provision, which is really interesting. So in the last big package, the third one, these provisions on utility shutoffs were actually included in the House. So I think, you know, Representative Waters and Pallone and DeFazio were really champions of that. And that got into the House bill, which was amazing, but it of course got stopped at the Senate. And so what also happened in that last package is that Senators Merkley and Markey were huge champions of this, but alas, it did not get in. So our new push for this next one is really to emphasize the fact that those, you know, while important protections were put into the last one for families, the priority was corporate America and not families. And now we have to actually, you know, really protect families in this one. So Senator Merkley, as well as Representative DeFazio, are right now championing a sister letter to ours that we submitted today with 830 organizations that are calling for the inclusion of a nationwide moratorium on these essential utilities. And in the background, they're also kind of crafting the legislation. So we're hoping that, you know, with true people power on this one, that we can actually get it into this next package.
We're talking with Jean Sue, Center for Biological Diversity. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Let's see if we can get two questions in.
Okay.
First one, I noticed in your press release, you're also calling for stimulus funds for distributed solar. Why that in the COVID-19 package?
Yeah. So I work and my team works very heavily on distributed energy. And one of the things that we know from this disconnection crisis is that, you know, disconnections are often happening in low-income communities because a lot of these corporate utilities are not taking into account people's ability to pay. And these corporate utilities are also the same companies building dirty fossil fuel plants in communities of color and polluting them. So one of the most important parts for us about crises and about the climate emergency generally is that our next system of electricity needs to be powered by clean power, but it also needs to be powered by a governance system that is democratic and that is of the people. So one of the things that we, you know, firmly believe in is that with all of these, you know, stimulus packages and $500 billion that can be leveraged to $10 billion to fossil fuel companies, while all of that is going on, we also need to fight for and get stimulus funds for distributed clean energy. That will actually help families achieve energy security during crises like this so that they're not dependent on dirty fossil fuel utilities. And it's also, at the end of the day, so much better for the planet, and that helps us fight the climate emergency. So it's really a twofold ask when we're trying to look at, you know, the future of how we actually become a lot safer, both from the climate and from our electricity perspective.
In the last 30 seconds, people want more information, call their congresspeople, where do they get that?
Yeah, so if you go to biologicaldiversity.org, you will see an action alert about this action. By today, when this is being launched, this radio show, this sister letter to Speaker Pelosi and Leader Schumer will still be out. So we are asking for everybody to please, please call your representatives. Please ask them to sign on to this letter. Please tell them that you have 830 organizations behind you that represent millions of Americans, and that we desperately need this moratorium in this next rescue package.
I want to thank Jean Sue of the Center for Biological Diversity, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.